Elias Lieberman is the rabbi at Falmouth Jewish Congregation in East Falmouth, Massachusetts. Here, he reads part of a sermon he delivered to his congregation this past Friday evening.
We can barely bring ourselves to look at the photos of the victims, to read of their lives, which, of course, were exactly like ours in so many ways. Most of the time, we shield ourselves with the belief that we lead charmed lives, that we wouldn't board a doomed airliner, that somehow our business appointment in New York wouldn't be at the World Trade Center. But Tuesday's events ripped mercilessly through our ability to defend ourselves from the reality that the coin of life always has two sides, that a chance decision can mean the difference between life and death, whether that death comes at the hands of someone intent on unspeakable evil, or it comes in the form of a shark attack during a summer vacation. Friends, we cannot defend ourselves against life itself, nor in our calmer and more reflective moments would we wish to do so. Life always brings us a mixture of good and evil, rapture and terror, uplift to exalted heights and plunges into the abyss. Above all else, we need to maintain the perspective which Judaism affords us. We recognize that God is the source of life and death, joy and sorrow, the source of the valor and self-sacrifice which led firefighters, police, and emergency workers into the heart of the maelstrom. And what of evil? Does God stand behind twisted minds and bitter hearts who scheme the destruction of thousands of innocent lives? This is not a time for a theology lesson. Each of us carries within us some understanding of God that may or may not withstand the crucible of doubt, pain, and anger into which we have been plunged. My own understanding of God is rooted in that which is, ultimately, unknowable, God as the source of all. And evil? What do I do with the question of the motivation behind this terror? Ironically, this week's Torah portion provides me an answer. In Nitzavim, at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses speaks to the Israelites who, like us, are poised on the threshold of a new world, totally different than what they've known before. With words we will hear again at Yom Kippur, God says, "See, I set before you this day life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your children may live, by loving Adonai your God, heeding God's commands, and holding fast to God." It is always about choice. Those who planned the hijackings, those who opted for suicide and mass murder to make a point, chose evil. And we, friends, are confronted with choices every moment of our lives in which we have the opportunity to choose goodness. By speaking out forcefully against the scapegoating and violence being directed at Arab Americans and at others whom angry and ignorant Americans assume to be of Arab descent because they look different, we Jews have far too often borne the brunt of mob violence and ill-conceived calls for vengeance for us to sit idly while our neighbors bleed. We can choose life by examining closely the nature of the juggernaut which is propelling our nation toward a war against an unnamed enemy. That President Bush has expressed a determination to make the war against terrorism the central focus of his presidency says more to me about his inadequacies as a leader than it does about any real potential to end a scourge which is incredibly complex in nature. I am a proud American, but I do not feel pride when flags are flown as symbols of vengeance rather than as cherished symbols of the very freedoms our rush to war may curtail. We can choose life when we contribute to relief funds, such as the one the Union of American Hebrew Congregations has established, to provide some measure of support to the families of victims. When we donate blood, when we extend to one another the fundamental decency and compassion each of us deserves every day, when we take the time to analyze carefully the proposed solutions to the threat of terror which we are already hearing, and which we will continue to hear for months and years to come. We can choose life when we strengthen the bonds which form our community. We instinctively seek each other out for comfort, solace, a friendly face, a hug, all of which are life-affirming choices. all of which are important reasons why we choose to support a congregation. We need each other, never more than at the present moment, if not to make sense of what has happened, then to find a way to move forward despite what has happened to us and to our world. And isn't that the final and ultimate truth to emerge from the ashes? That to live our lives otherwise is to grant a victory to evil and to render meaningless the lives cut short. We have a duty to the dead, and we have a duty to the living. To live our lives fully, even in the shadow of loss. As Jews, we know no other way.
Rabbi Elias Lieberman, reading the Friday night sermon he gave to the Falmouth Jewish congregation in East Falmouth, Massachusetts.